AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously NCAA limits on education-related benefits to college athletes can't be enforced. The AP's Mike Hempen has the story.
Currently, students can't be paid, and the scholarship money colleges can offer is capped at the cost of attending the school. The former athletes who brought the case argue that the rules on education-related compensation are unfair and violate federal antitrust laws. The case won't determine whether students can be paid. Instead, it will help determine whether schools decide to offer athletes tens of thousands of dollars to cover expenses such as the cost of computers, graduate scholarships, tutoring, studying abroad, and internships. Mike Hemp in Washington.
There is cleanup going on around Chicago after a tornado touched down around Naperville. Matt Friedline is at the National Weather Service.
It's not that rare for tornadoes in northern Illinois. We usually get some every spring and summer. Sometimes there are just a few weak, short-lived ones in a year. Other times, we can have bigger events.
Thunderstorms brought much-needed cool down to parts of Western Europe over the weekend as the continent sweltered under its first summer heat wave. Dozens of people were reported drowned as they sought relief from the heat. A judge is set to hear arguments over whether a lawsuit that alleges fraud during the November general election in Fulton County, Georgia, should be dismissed. Fulton County, the county election board, and the county court's clerk have all filed motions asking the judge to dismiss the lawsuit. Fully vaccinated Canadian citizens will be exempt from 2 weeks of quarantine when returning to the country in early July. A former top advisor to Jordan's King Abdullah and a relative of the monarch have pleaded not guilty to sedition and incitement charges. This is AP News. Claudette is over the Carolinas and back at tropical storm status. The system is blamed for at least 13 deaths.
National Hurricane Center specialist Brad Reinhart says Claudette is moving offshore later today, but not before leaving what could be more destruction in its path, including a possible tornado in the Outer Banks.
Look for some, you know, gusty winds in portions of, you know, far eastern North Carolina over the next several hours, possibly an additional 1 to 2 inches of rain. As well as possibly a tornado.
He says the wind forecast is 40 miles per hour with heavier gusts. Over the weekend, Claudette caused several tornadoes in Alabama that destroyed homes. It also dumped up to 15 inches of rain in parts of the state, causing flash flooding, as well as that deadly crash involving those children. I'm Julie Walker.
The NFL's Buffalo Bills received the green light from New York health officials to return to full capacity for home games this season. Unvaccinated fans will have to wear masks. Ed Donahue, AP News.